Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. We thank you for allowing us to see another day, giving us this breath of life that you put within us, Father. We ask you to forgive us for all our sins that we commit knowingly and unknowingly. We ask, Father, that you give ear to our prayer. Father, thank you for this Shabbat. Thank you for this time that you have set apart for us, Father. Thank you for leading us and guiding us and protecting us throughout this week, giving us the strength to overcome those things which were necessary, giving us the lessons that we need to become better sons and daughters for you. Father, we ask that you continue to lead us and guide us. Continue to open up your word to us, Father. Give us what we need from your word, Father, individually and collectively, Father. Grow us, nurture us. Turn us into men and women who are worthy of you, Father. Father, anyone who is hurting physically or spiritually or mentally, Father, heal them according to your will. Continue to bring our brother Kevin completeness and wholeness according to your will. Continue to bring anyone and everybody everywhere, Father, completeness and wholeness according to your will. In Yahushua's name, we ask all these things and give you praise, glory, and honor. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. It's your brother, Day Well. And welcome to Magnify the Torah and Make It Honorable. Hope y'all had a great week. And if you didn't, it's Shabbat. So, we're going to talk about Leviticus 21 today, 21st chapter of Leviticus. But what Abba has put on my mind, it's about just the work, a little bit of work that we have to do in order to be this bride for the bridegroom. So, That's why he put this Leviticus 21 on my mind, because he has requirements for us. You know, he has requirements for his wife, quote unquote, wife. But we're going to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to start in verse 1. And it reads, and I hope everybody can hear me. Hope everything sounded fine. If not, shoot, just send it on the line. If I become muffled or anything like that, because I got this microphone and I was alerted that it goes low sometimes. Sometimes you can't hear me. But 2 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 1, it says, "Would to Elohim you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Messiah." When you look up the word chaste in the Greek, number 53, this word is hagenos, and it means properly clean, that is figuratively innocent, modest, or perfect. So, Brother Shaul is saying this to the Corinthians, I'm presenting you as this clean virgin, this undefiled virgin. I'm not presenting you as someone who has been defiled, someone who is out there playing the harlot. I'm presenting you as this chaste virgin, this clean virgin, and I'm espousing you to one husband. This is what I'm doing. And this is how the work has, this is how you're supposed to be presented. Right? But it reads a little bit further. Verse 3. "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Messiah." Now, when you look up this word, corrupt, in the Greek, number 5351, this word is phaedro, and it means properly to shrivel or wither, that is to spoil or ruin, to spoil by any process, to ruin. It's especially figuratively by moral influences to deprave. So I'm presenting you as a clean thing, as a clean virgin. But through subtlety of the adversary, through subtlety, as Eve was subtly corrupted, so this can happen to you. You can become ruined. Therefore, unpresentable. And when Eve fell, we became unpresentable. When Eve fell, and then she gave to that fruit of Adam, Adam fell with her. Well, Adam ate that fruit, and both their eyes became open. They fell, and they became unpresentable. Hence, they got kicked out the garden. I don't want to see you in this spoiled state. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
You're clear, actually.
Told that. So they fell, and they went into this spoiled state. Verse 3 again. It says, but I fear, lest by any means the serpent beguile Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Messiah. Verse 4. For if, and this is to me, how we become corrupted. And think about this. For if he that cometh preaches another Yahushua, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with it. Okay. So you got another Yahushua, another spirit, and another gospel that he says that you will bear with. Bear with these things. Why? It's going to play towards things that you like. But if you bear with these things, you now become spoiled. You now become unpresentable in the eyes of the Most High. So what we have to do, clean ourselves back up. How do we do that? How should a young man cleanse his ways? But by taking heed of the Torah. So, let's jump into Leviticus chapter 21. Leviticus chapter 21, or Vayikra, chapter 21, starting at verse 1. And it says, and Yahweh said unto Moshe, speak unto the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say unto them, there shall none be defiled for the dead among his people, but for his kin that is near unto him, that is for his mother, and for his father, and for his son, and for his daughter, and for his brother, and for his sister, a virgin that is nigh unto him, which hath had no husband, for her he may be defiled. But he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, to profane himself. The word chief man, number in the Hebrew section 1167, that word is Baal. Same word that has been translated as husband. So husband of ours is not supposed to defile himself. That's number one. And he got a whole list of people that, you know, when somebody dies, we've been through Torah before. When somebody dies, you go to the funeral, you become unclean, you know. But he gave a list of the people that you can go ahead and him being a priest, him being that husband, that he's allowed to defile himself for. It says, verse 5, They shall not make baldness upon their head, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be holy unto their mighty one, and not profane the name of their mighty one. For the offerings of Yahweh made by fire of their mighty one, they do offer. Therefore, they shall be holy. Verse 7. They shall not take a wife that is a harlot or profane. Neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband. For he is holy unto his mighty one. The word profane. Number in the Hebrew. Number 2491. That word is halal. And it means pierce, especially the death, figuratively polluted. So you're getting the same definition for when our brother Shaul, I'm presenting you a clean version. But through the subtleties of Satan, and he used it in context of Eve, you became profane. You became polluted. You became corrupt. Right? But this priest said, the sons of Aaron, this priest, he said, no, you can't have a harlot for a wife. Or you can't have this corruptible woman, this corrupted woman. Right? This profane woman. He says, verse 8, it says, thou shalt sanctify him thereof. Thou shalt sanctify him thereof, for he offereth the bread of thy mighty one. For he shall be holy unto thee. For I am Yahweh, which sanctify you. Excuse me, for I, Yahweh, which sanctify you, am holy. So the same way I'm holy, my priests are holy. The same way I'm not going to accept a wife that's polluted and profane and plays the harlot, neither should my priests. Verse 9, it says, and the daughter of any priest, if she profane herself by playing the harlot, she profaneth her father. She shall be burnt with fire. They physically did that. But we ain't burning you up now, but Yahweh does have a little fire pit for people who want to be profane. Think of how he's saying this priest's daughter that's going out there is bringing shame onto her father by her actions. And it's so shameful that we're going to burn her up. Think about some of these things that he's saying. You know, think about how in this world, well, you got a spot on your blouse, or, oh my goodness, you got a spot on your pants. You represent me, husband and wife, wife to husband. You don't want no blemishes, no this, that, and another. When you step out there, well, it's the same way for the Most High. He says, verse 9 again, he said, and the daughter of any priest, if she profane herself by playing the harlot, she profaneth her father, she shall be burnt with fire. Verse 10. And the high priest, and he that is the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover his head nor rent his clothes. Neither shall he go in to any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his mighty one. For the crown of the anointed oil of his mighty one is upon him. I am Yahweh. So the high priest was even held to a higher standard. But listen what this one says. Verse 13. We're talking about the high priest now. And he shall take a wife in her virginity. A widow or a divorced woman or profane or a harlot. These shall he not take. He shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. That's what he was, the high priest. That's what the high priest is looking for. That's what he was allowed to marry. That's it. No divorcees, no widows, none of that. A virgin. That's the only thing that was suitable for this high priest. So Paul comes along and says, I'm presenting you in this way. And I'm espousing you to this one husband. Found out Messiah, Yahushua, was the high priest, is the high priest. He says, verse 15, neither shall he profane his seed among his people. Yahweh, do sanctify him. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, to Moshe, saying, speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be of thy seed in their generations, that have any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his mighty one. Whatsoever man he be that have a blemish, he shall not approach. A blind man, or a lame, or he that has a flat nose, or anything superfluous. Amen. Yeah, I think that's, I didn't want to read all that. I wanted to stop at the requirements for this, for the high priest and his wife. All the rest of it is just talking about how the high priest was supposed to look. He can't have, he can't be a hunchback and a flat nose and all that stuff. But the focus being on the high priest and the virgin, his virgin wife. So, again, Yahweh made Adam. The word also says that everything was made by him and for him. Right? When he made everything. In other words, everything that he made within this world had a purpose. Adam and Eve was made perfect. They became imperfect. And now, the further that man goes within time, we become more and more imperfect. We fell farther and and farther away from that perfection. Our life expectancy is a lot shorter. Our relationship is a lot different. You know, with all these quote-unquote technological advances, we can't tell what hour of the day it is just by looking up at the sun. There's certain things that we got away with, got away from. But that's part of the dirty. So it's in debt. Psalms 119, verse 9. It says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." So it's not that we can, that we have to stay in this defiled state. We take heed unto that word and it cleanses us. We take heed unto his word and we become that undefiled virgin again. We become suitable. We become compatible. Because think about it. If our minds became corrupt and they were in one state, they were in one state, and our minds became corrupt and we fell away from the Most High. If we cleanse it by holding on to that word, and the words say that Messiah is the end of the Torah, meaning the end result. If we hold on to the Torah and keep on doing what the Torah says, it says we will be like the Messiah. His mind is the mind of Yah. But it says that we will have the mind of Messiah. So again, we'll all be compatible. Think about when you're first meeting a person and you're getting to know that person. Some things y'all going to have in common. Some things y'all ain't. You know, compatibility and when you think alike is a very great thing. We're even told to have the like sentencing, like rulings in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, how did he have us thinking alike? He said, it's one law for the stranger and for those who are homeborn. In other words, I want you to see these judgments differently. Think of all the things that he's doing to get his wife back to cleansing her up, giving her a new dress that's dirty. Here goes some new garments for you. No, don't eat that food that's going to mess with your body. Here goes some good food for you. But we also have our part to do. The way has been shown, but we have to wash up too. You know, when you're a baby, you wash the baby up. There comes a point in time where the baby going to tell you, I can take care of it. I can do it. And they wash themselves up. They start to take care of themselves. We have to put the work in also. We have to show Abba. We have to show our husband that we're ready to get these things. You know, my brother Mario, He has this song. We will do what you say. We will do it your way. We have to show Abba that. We will do. We will do. We will do. And it's not a complicated thing. Because he said, look, your minds have been corrupted from the simplicity of Messiah. It's not a complicated thing. When Messiah walked this earth, he told him, take my yoke. My yoke ain't heavy. It's not heavy at all. But we make it heavy when we overthink things and we complicate stuff that is just, it's simple. It's simple. When we try to philosophize and add this to it and add that to it, don't add to it. Don't take away from it. If you add to his yoke, you're making it more heavier. You're putting more of a burden on yourself. Take away from it. You're going to miss something. Because his yoke is perfect. So family, just nothing big today. In this life, just keep working. Keep striving. Keep becoming that wife for the Messiah. Turn back into that chaste virgin that he so desires. That's his requirement for his wife, the high priest. Continue to follow that Torah. Continue to eat that matzah, them commands. When you can help someone, help them. Help your brothers and sisters along the way. And just do what I've asked. Again, we read it. The conclusion of the matter. Fear Yahweh. Keep his commands. So, that's my 6 weeks. We're going to end it right here. Pick back up a little bit later. Now, brother, the Ahabel will be coming to y'all next week. You know, Abba, bless him, guide him, open up his mind, and fill him up, show us what we need individually and collectively. But I hope everybody gets what they need individually and collectively. Abba, continue to grow you and grow us where we need to be grown. So I'm going to end it now. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, a mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Now one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate king. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one who is trustworthy in all his words. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abigail, in the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming king. Father, thank you once again for this breath of life. Thank you for allowing us to see another day. I ask you to forgive us for all our sins. Give ear to our prayer once again. Father, continue to lead us and guide us. Continue to chastise us when we go to the right and to the left. Continue to show us your way. Continue to keep us as the apple of your eye. Continue to strengthen us that we don't fall prey to the adversary. And if we do fall prey, Father, allow us to understand you needed us to learn from it. Father, continue to protect Zakins, Zakinas, anyone who's hurting physically, mentally, spiritually. Heal them according to your goodwill, Father. Continue to watch over the children. Continue to keep them hedged up. Keep them on your path. Make them understand your presence, Father. Make us all understand your presence. That you never leave us nor forsake us, Father. That you're always there. That your ears and your eyes are attentive to us. Father, just continue to open up our minds to your word. Give us what we need, Father, our daily bread, as our brother prayed. We just thank you for allowing us to see another Shabbat, another year, another moment. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family.
Dun Jordan.
Yeah, man.
He don't know the right and do it the wrong shall be spanked with many strides. When the heathen come, your children step wise. Even though they make mention of them and those,
fire
they will never be friends.
Fire,
you know why? You know why? Yes, them have the heart of a pagan. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know evil a move with Satan. Righteous shod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Poor people see hostility rising daily. Ignorant multiply brutality. We I see daddy run down left mommy. We struggle the hard road with by beginning. Our I see baby having baby. Nothing that happen now do not seem to amaze way. We know that is the fulfillment of prophecy. Our I see them no build school is church and thing. Church to church, the penitentiary never empty. Still playing a mental trick on me. Listen, you check you and me check me. And let's bring more love in the black community. Them are the heart of a pagan. Your children are the heart of a lion. I know evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. No. Them are the heart of demons. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Respect the father of the prophet Moses and Abraham. You have to respect the father of Jacob and Solomon. Respect the creator of many nations. He made the birds, he made the beasts, the fishes of the ocean. And fastened them to gander with his mighty. And he made the man, he made woman, children, the future of the land. So who is you to disrespect the creator, man? 72 nations bow down and crown him conquering one. It would be beautiful in the sight of God, the Holy One, to see the unification of my nation. Them have the heart of a pagan.
Watch that.
Your children have the heart of a lion. I know evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. Your children have the heart of a lion. In the countenance of the Almighty One, poor people see hostility rising daily. Ignorant multiply brutality. We I see daddy run gone left mommy to struggle the hard road with five bikini. Our I see baby having baby. Nothing that happened no do not seem to amaze way. We know that is the fulfillment of prophecy. Our I see them no build school is church and penitentiary. Church to church, dead the penitentiary never empty. Still playing a mental trick on me, believe me. Them have the heart of a pagan. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know evil a move with Satan. Right of walk in the continent of the Almighty.
Oh, John, the wicked are up on I and I in their mind.
He's a call on to rise on your night in the Gideon. And I hail for
rise
to defend your night against Babylon. He's a call on to rise on your night in the Gideon. And I hail for
rise
to defend your night from the wicked one. Just send more and Aaron to take Ananias to the promised land. Saint Joshua, who's the son of Nun, who brought Ananias across River Jordan. And though the Amorites and the Hittites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites all tried to fight against the Israelites, they gave us victory before the daylight. 'Cause we call
life. Come along and let us be rectified. Let us rise and think of our God given right. If by call on you, right, and you're not in a ticket, and ever rise, and you're not your kids, Babylon. Let us call on you.
Yeah. the prophets return. Babylon burns, ancient world is returned. Time to discern, the world was not worthy of man, is right, this is them. Rejected by society, persecuted, afflicted by man, they will return to receive the promises from Yahweh. What we say, prophets return.